The usually bustling city of Peshawar appears subdued and the residents traumatized in the wake of the deadly assault on the school. There are heart-wrenching scenes as families mourn the losses. Many victims of the carnage are undergoing treatment in the city's Lady Reading Hospital. 18-year-old Amir Amin is among them. He says he had just finished his chemistry test and was enjoying the sunshine out in the school lawn when the gunfire erupted.
Some of our teachers standing nearby pushed us into the computer lab for safety, and we were all sitting on the floor holding each other's hands tightly and were crying for help. They burst into the room and started indiscriminate fire, chanting Allahu Akbar. I received the first bullet and fainted while I was holding a 2-year-old baby of one of my teachers who was fatally hit in the head. When I gained my consciousness, all the people in the room had been martyred.
His father says Amir's twin brother was also critically wounded, and doctors in the nearby military hospital are trying to save him. Muhammad Fawad lost his only son, Tayyab. He says his son was not feeling well in the morning, but he still insisted the boy go to school.
After struggling throughout the day in search of my 14-year-old son, I finally located the body late in the evening in one of the hospitals. And I could see how brutally he was murdered with bullets penetrated into his head, chest, belly, and legs.
It appears as if every locality in Peshawar has lost loved ones, with funerals taking place around the city. The principal of the school, Tahir Akazi, was buried in the outskirts of Peshawar. Professor Rasool Bakhsh Rais was among her relatives attending the funeral.
In Peshawar, where every family is mourning the death of someone else, because these are close-knit, very traditional communities, and they feel the pain of one another. I have attended one funeral, and that is that of the principal. And this principal had the opportunity to escape, but she was determined to save as many children as she could. And by saving children, she gave her life.
Rescue workers requesting anonymity say there were some headless corpses among the scores of children they transported to hospitals. On Wednesday, the military allowed a group of reporters to tour the Army Public School where the attack occurred. The sprawling grounds of the 4-block complex were all but deserted. Army soldiers wearing face masks were deployed by the entrance. Some areas were shattered by hours of fighting. Floors were slick with blood, walls perforated with bullets, and classrooms filled with abandoned school bags, mobile phones, and broken furniture. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Peshawar.